Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Moltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
He's going to come out to this during the UFC fight, right?
He did last time.
So, okay, good.
Yeah, he did last time.
Good, good, good.
So one thing about him is he owns a great deal of his identity between his name and the music, which if you want to pay for, you can get.
Yeah, right.
He does own a surprising amount of his identity.
That's true. So there's one thing I want to throw at you. We have a lot to get to. We're going to talk about CM Punk winning the case, the defamation case against him from the WWE doctor.
Yep.
We're also going to be talking about New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dominion.
I'm really looking forward to that.
But I want to throw something else that happened on Sunday, last Sunday, and I want to get your reaction to it.
Okay.
Jeff Jarrett is the current AAA Mega Champion.
Is Mega their heavyweight title, yes, like the top title? Jeff Jarrett won the AAA?
Yes.
Like, in a Goldberg way? Or in a, like, he's going to defend it way? Or in a...
Definitely.
What's the context in which he came back and won a championship he shouldn't be winning?
He, well, the funny thing is that he beat a man that's older than him.
Who?
Dr. Wagner.
Dr. Wagner?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
They're Lucha Libre.
Fresh off the lawsuit.
Dr. Wagner?
They're Lucha Libre wrestlers.
Well, he's the town barber and surgeon and horse whisperer.
Yeah.
And heavyweight champion of the world. Jeff Jarrett is,
yes,
the
AAA Mega Champion.
Okay. How do I feel about it?
Yeah,
I feel,
how do you
like
feel about
I don't
it?
I feel like I don't watch AAA.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't affect my
viewing experience
or my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Okay. My thoughts on Jeff Jarrett in a nutshell are: what a delightful Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, it was very good.
I think you and I will never forget the 2018 Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
Bill Goldberg's personal guests on the red carpet.
Yep.
I like him more than I did before based on that speech.
Yes.
But no, 60-year-old Jeff Jarrett shouldn't be winning championships. That's absurd. That's preposterous. No.
Yeah.
And no. And as stupid as it felt when he joined the Bullet Club for 10 minutes, it feels stupider that he would be,
yeah,
a champion in Mexico.
He's a 2-time. This is his second reign as the AAA Mega Champion.
When was his last one? The 80s?
I will have to take a look because I don't know. In 2011.
All right. I mean, Jeff Jarrett seems to be one of those guys that's like, he both is and isn't a big deal.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, I don't know. I feel like he's that. It's using Jeff Jarrett at this phase of wrestling, I feel, is like when you use Carney Wilson on something on TV with the word celebrity in it.
Yeah, right.
Celebrity. There was a show. What was the VH1 show? Celebrity Fat People?
The Real House. Oh, no. Celebrity Fit Club.
Okay. So I called it Celebrity Fat People.
Yeah, yours was the accurate version.
So when Carney Wilson's on Celebrity Fat People, right, and you're surrounded by people who are not celebrities, and I have to use the word celebrity, when she's on Celebrity Chopped.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
I guess. It's like Muhammad Ali's daughter's here. And you, it's like, I suppose,
yeah, right,
you're celebrities. But when you use Carney Wilson at this point, I don't necessarily think you should be like, ah, what a get.
Yeah.
Because that chick will do anything.
Yeah.
And so right now with Jeff Jarrett, like, not that he's hurting for money, and he's more respected in his world, I'm sure, than Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips.
Yeah, right.
Is in the world of competitive cooking. But I just think it's like, oh, we got Jeff Jarrett, and it's like, neat.
Well, it's weird. It's weird because you look at it, right? And so I'm going to go back a few AAA Mega Champions, right? So you have Texano, who's fantastic.
Well, don't dismiss Dr. Wagner.
He loses to Alberto El Patron.
The man is a heavyweight champion of the world and makes a kick-ass apple cider.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Wagner.
To be fair, he's going by Ray Wagner now, so King Wagner.
That's Dr. Magner that makes the cider.
Okay. That's wait, so he's dropping the... He's getting less impressive.
He's a king now.
At least Wagner went to medical school.
Yeah, but he's
a
king now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
He's King Wagner. That's what Ray is.
Ray Mysterio?
Well, it's King. Right. It's King Mysterious.
King Mysterious?
That's what it means.
Did somebody finally translate it or something? Like that? He's just going by his English adaptation.
No,
name?
I'm telling you that King Wagner. That's
how
Ray
do you
Wagner.
Become, how do you be king? Become a AAA king? Do you have to get your checker all the way to the end of the board?
Yes, you
and
do.
Then somebody
and then
puts
back.
A pro wrestler on the pro wrestler, and they're a king pro wrestler.
Yes,
and they can jump however they choose.
Yeah,
is that how it works?
Sure.
How do you become a AAA king?
I don't know. You just come with a name.
That's it?
I don't know.
Just one day be like, never mind, I'm royalty.
It's Lucha Libre.
That's what England did to India.
It's Lucha Libre.
They just showed up like, we're in charge. It's like, what? No yeah. way, dude. We were doing great.
You know, and Mark Sherman was there?
He was always there. Mark Sherman's always there. But that's what England used to do. England used to show up and be like, behold your king. It's like, what? Unacceptable.
Yeah. But only the Americas decided that they were going to be like, no.
Yeah, and then America was
And then everybody was like, wait, we can say no?
America was like, you know what? Because I think America, too, in our defense, and God bless this country, and the Revolutionary War is one of the most awesome stories, even though it's half lies, but it's an amazing story. And
yeah, right.
It's a fun book.
It is. It's a very fun book.
And that was true because America, to England's defense, was like, there was like, it's one of those things where America was surrounded by security guards going, come on, let's go. Because it was like a whole ocean.
Well, the thing that nobody wants to talk about is like Napoleon was actually fucking shit up.
Napoleon was inspired basically to do it because of Washington. Like,
right.
He was like, look at those dudes.
Yeah, right. I mean? And so Napoleon is the real threat because he's right there.
Well, the American army was trained by the Marquis de Lafayette.
Yeah, the French.
Who basically came over and was like, ironically, the French were like, no, this is how you fight. And then, and Washington was like, kinda. But what I've noticed is that when every time we try to kill Indians,
they hide and shoot behind trees.
They don't line up in bright red jackets and bring a fucking drum.
Yeah, so let's not do that.
Because that's what war used to be.
Yeah.
We're coming to kill you.
Yeah, well, before that, it was, like, you're over here, you're over there, let's just run at each other.
Well, that was the thing, too. Or, like, I mean...
That was the problem with World War One. World War One was, we're both in trenches, and then we developed machine guns, because up
and
until
grenades.
That point... Yeah, and gas. And so up until that point, we didn't know how to efficiently kill each other, because it was one shot and 5 minutes to reload.
Because they say, like, there's no war, like, there's no rules in war, and it's like, well, there kind of used to be, because the revolution was that. It's like, all right, here are our people. Line up in a row. Most of you will die.
They used to have meetings.
Right.
They used to have meetings where it's like, all right, we're going to meet here.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to have the battle.
Yeah.
This is...
Because I was with you. Like, our people will line up over there, and we know that a lot of them will die. And you have your people line up over there, and we know a lot of them will die. And then one person will survive and go home and tell everybody that we won the battle. And then they would get with a drum and be like, we're coming. We're coming down the mountain. We're over here.
Yeah.
We're over here. And it was like dishonorable to shoot them.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It was dishonorable to shoot the flute player.
Right, exactly. Or just like the brigade of people. It's like if they're coming down the hill with the drum, it's like, well, don't shoot them yet. They're not ready. It's like, this is war.
Yeah,
you know
right.
I mean, this is war. Can you imagine that now?
Right.
Where it's just like, oh, man, wait. He's not looking. Don't shoot that guy. He's not looking. That's not fair.
Yeah,
you know
right.
I mean, it's like, that's not what we do. And so instead, the Indians were like, hey, these white people are just the worst. Am I right? Like, what a bunch of assholes. Let's hide in the trees, and then
we'll
they're going to come, and then they don't know where they are, and then we're just going to kill them. And then it's like, and then
then that's how we developed. That's how we actually won the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Because Washington was like, what if we snuck into their tents at night and murdered them?
Yeah.
And they didn't know. And everybody's like, but what about the line?
It's like, who cares?
I told you we didn't have to do right. the line.
And so Jeff Jarrett is the AAA Mega Champion because of
and because and then and then 200 years later, Jeff Jarrett won the TNA or the
AAA
won the pulled over on the side of the road, need car assistance. Championship of the world.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of thoughts on it, I guess. I have strong thoughts on George Washington.
Yeah, apparently.
He only won 3 of 6 battles in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we love him anyway.
So, yeah, he's on our money. So we're going to talk about CM Punk now.
A lot of money. Yeah, it's cash money. CM Punk was about to have to pay a lot of money.
Yeah.
He lost his case.
Yeah, he was.
And now he doesn't.
No.
If it's your first time joining us, by the way, thank you and welcome and all that.
Yeah, come for the wrestling. Stay for the nonsense.
Yeah, we talk about all sorts of things. Bill's got to leave because he's flying away. And so we're going to keep this one short.
I'm flying away.
See, no, in my country, there's an expression. Ugh, sticks.
I love that song.
Oh, gosh.
And it's sailing, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but you're flying.
But
so
you're not
I had
taking,
to adapt
you're not
it.
Taking a boat to North yeah. Carolina because I don't think they
yeah.
do that.
Also, every single time we find out in that song that it takes a turn and we find out they were aliens the whole time, I'll never not pop for that.
Do you know that Mr. Roboto is about his hairdresser named Mr. Roberto?
Yeah.
And so it's what a ick sticks. Dr. Wagner is huge, according to Brandon Banks.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. neat. And he also makes delightful honey-based lip balms. Dr. Wagner, multifaceted entrepreneur. If you're first time listening, thank you and welcome. And we do this all the time, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, live on NewAgeInsiders.com and twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders TV. My name is Jason Malt.
I'm Liam Strugger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, and please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website where you can find everything we're doing, including the ultimate NAI fan power rankings. It's the easiest poll you'll ever take. It's 10 credentials ranked 1 through 10. You click a star and you are done, and we are trying to, in a very Madden WWE 2K kind of way, figure out exactly where these guys rank. We figure if there's 10 categories and 10 stars, that means it's a potential out of 100. See where we're going with this. We're going to take the averages at the end of the month and give these stars a ranking. Right now, there's like 10 people up on the website on newageinsiders.com.
Yeah, go vote.
Can't miss it when you see the homepage, and more are coming every single day. 2 more drop today. More will be coming during the week, and by the end of this thing, we'll have some awesome power rankings based directly on the fan experience, because we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We might be keeping it short this week because Bill has a jet flight plane away.
We're trying to get to an hour 15.
Yeah, I think
how would you possibly know that?
I don't know. I just pulled that number out of my ass.
The future is bright. We are already the 2018 live show of the year.
Yeah, we operate in the past, present, and future.
Oh,
we're like those weird like ghouls that were in Hercules
WWE.
that all shared the one eye.
Yeah, then, now, and forever.
Yeah.
We are coming to kill you. Down this hill. Give us 5. We'll be BRB.
Anyway, so CM Punk basically, in a nutshell, was sued by WWE's Dr. Chris Amon. He sued both he and Colt Cabana basically for negligence and slander and libel. Because words have consequences, and in this country, everybody just goes, freedom of speech! It's like, freedom of speech basically means you can't go to jail for being like, hey, the president's an asshole, am I right?
Yeah.
You can't.
The thing that everybody forgets is that freedom of speech doesn't protect me from you. It protects me from the government.
Exactly.
That's what the freedom of speech is.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to get into the Roseanne thing, because it just makes me mad, because I liked her show, and now I think she's a moron. But, like, freedom of speech, like, yeah, Roseanne had the freedom to compare a black woman to an ape, she's makes her a repugnant idiot. Like, I don't like her anymore. And I loved that show, and now I can't like Roseanne because, hey, even if you are a bigot, which is already fucking terrible, but even if you do have these stupid, poisonous things floating around your head, why do you have to go on the internet and say it? Why do you think that you're such a unique, special butterfly that every thought you have in your stupid, ignorant head needs to get put out on the screen? And so, look, I don't know how you possibly justify what she said, because she compared a black woman to an ape. It's really not a gray area. It's just bad. And then the biggest point is, even if you believe in her right to be ignorant, which she does technically have, keep it to yourself, idiot.
Yeah,
keep it to yourself. You just cost 200 people their job.
Yeah.
But the point is, when it comes to freedom of speech, Roseanne had the right to say it in the sense that she cannot go to jail for it.
Correct.
But ABC also had the right to pull the plug on her show. Her sponsors had the right to pull the plug on her show. And that's the ramifications of your quote-unquote, you know, freedom of speech. So with CM Punk, the case here specifically, the reason I bring that up is what this doctor said was, you can't just go around basically telling everybody that I committed malpractice on you.
Right.
I am a doctor. What if this impacted
my profession?
WWE bringing me back. That's probably a $500,000 a year gig that guy has to be an exclusive doctor.
Correct.
Maybe more. Yep. Right? What if happens if WWE doesn't bring me back and that's your fault? And then I get cut loose into the wild and I have a tough time
becoming everybody knows that I'm the CM Punk malpractice doctor.
Right, and you Google me and there's a famous case being like, this doctor's a quack against me.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
It's the same.
Surprised you only sued him for $1 million.
Right. It's the same thing with that you talk about with Enzo Amore, right? Because everybody hears that Enzo Amore raped that chick, but not everybody heard that he didn't rape that chick, right? And so now that's something he has to live with for the rest of his life.
Right, and a lot of people today, I mean, Google people before a blind date.
Right.
Oftentimes people are going to Google their doctor to make sure that they're going to a quality doctor if it's their first time with this guy. And unfortunately with him, the doctor is still, if you Google him, going to be linked to this thing and whatever, whatever. But I think at the very least what happened in a good thing for this doctor side, before we talk mostly about Punk, the good thing is Punk actually had to admit that he lied.
Yeah.
Like, there was that thing where, I don't remember what the hell it's called, MARSPECT.
Yeah,
respect. He had that viral
MRSA. It's MRSA.
There you go.
Yeah.
He claimed that he had that terrible viral infection, the reason for all those ha-ha Z-packs, right, that became the big running joke. He had to admit, if I understand correctly, he had to admit under court that he lied about that.
Yeah.
That he didn't have that. He also fully admitted under oath that CM stands for chick magnet.
That's the best part about
this. He had to fully admit it. So now we know once and for all that it's chick magnet Punk who one day might get to wrestle Hulk Hogan's 12-inch penis.
Yeah.
Because kayfabe has been now taken to the courtroom.
I know.
But
that's
if I understand correctly, and you can fact check me on that, but because who knows, the internet is about 30% right these days.
Yeah.
But if I understood, he had to admit under oath that he actually didn't have that and that he exaggerated.
I'm trying to find that now.
Yeah, there were certain things, and I believe that was one of the big ones, but he had to admit that certain things he said on the Colt Cabana podcast were fabricated.
Exactly.
That they weren't as true as he made them seem to be.
So CM Punk, as we sit today, and I did a piece on newageinsiders.com, which we really do hope you guys are checking out.
Yeah, I got an article posting tomorrow about Dominion.
I have an article up about why 2018 may very well be the second summer of Punk, because now that he's cleared by WWE's doctors, right? And the fight is this weekend, right?
Yep.
His UFC fight, 225. UFC 225 is this weekend, right? After that, it's going to be full steam ahead, in my opinion, through July and August with CM Punk speculation. Because one of two things are going to happen. He's either going to, because I don't think the third option. He's either going to, the third option being he's going to just flat out deny and say, I am not part of All In. Like, no, seriously, no winks. I am not there. Don't expect it. The answer's no. Thank you.
Right.
I love you. No. I don't think he's going to do that.
Right.
I think we're going to come down to two roads where he is either going to be aloof because he's not going, but he wants the attention. So he's going to be aloof about it.
Right.
Very much like, you know, hey, Punk, are you going to be All In? And, you know, you never know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even though he does. Which is only going to feed speculation. People will be like, oh my God, is he going to be part of it? How's he going to be part of it? What do I want him to do? What do I want him to say? What a moment's going to be. Or this dude just gets straight up announced as part of this event sometime in the month of July or August. And then, yeah, it will be ratcheted up completely because for the first time in 4.5 years, CM Punk's going to be part of a wrestling show.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a real opportunity for this to become the second summer of Punk. My first question to both of you is, now that he has won his case against WWE and that the fight is coming up, and I think that the fight might be the last hurdle, and yeah, but depending on what happens there, about your final opinion on this, but do you think this helped Punk's odds of coming back to wrestling in WWE, hurt his odds of coming back to wrestling in WWE? What do you think the future holds for him in wrestling now that the last bit of unfinished business with WWE has been handled?
You know what? I never want to say never, because if the Ultimate Warrior can come back, and at no point has WWE released the Ultimate Destruction of CM Punk, you know what I mean? Like, they've never done that. So if that guy can make amends and come back, I never want to say never. If Bruno can come back, I never want to say never.
Yep.
But at the same time, Yeah, I think that there's more of a chance of him being at All In than being related to WWE anytime soon.
Yeah. The fact that he cried after this, like all the reports are that he and AJ Lee were just seen hugging and crying after this.
Yeah.
Is, to me, I just to play therapist, as somebody who is not a therapist, but
or
is
a Japanese doctor.
I am not either, but I'm working on the latter. I will get there one day. But the point being, as somebody who's playing therapist and psychologist in this situation, I think he cried and hugged his wife, A, obviously because he doesn't have to pay $1 million.
Yeah.
So now they're...
it was more than that.
Was it? Because I heard it was a little
Dr. Amon was suing them for $1 per play of that podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Plus punitive damages. So that there was 3.9 million plays of that podcast plus punitive. So it was
so
like $6 or $7 million.
Yeah.
Dollars.
So he wanted like at least $5 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
So A, our future and life savings are intact, because
yep.
if we had to split a
right.
if we had to split a $5 million dinner bill with Colt Cabana, he's going to throw in $20, and I have to throw in the rest.
It's not a Jew joke.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah. No, that's a Colt Cabana doesn't make money.
Yeah,
joke.
That's
right,
not a
exactly.
stingy joke. That's a Colt. You know, Colt Cabana probably did that podcast out of his house car.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. On his way to a show.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm on the hook for all of it. You know what I mean? Because Colt's going to have to sell his 98 Nissan Maxima to help something. And so that's the reality. But to play therapist is, there's a good chance that this was this human being, which we need to treat these wrestlers as. They are human beings. They're not just, you know, rumors and speculation on a TV show. There's a good chance that he probably thought that was the final hurdle, the last door. My life in my WWE life is now over. I won.
Mm-hmm.
I beat them. I don't ever have to worry about the World Wrestling Federation again if I don't want to.
Yeah.
My life with them is over. And a lot of people will take this as, well, now, you know, the doctor might not be a huge problem, or if Punk can get over being in the same room with the doctor, does it really matter, or whatever, whatever. Doesn't this increase his chances? I just don't think he's coming back to this company.
I don't either.
I look at it and I see, like I said, I see this guy being like, it's finally over.
That's how it felt to me. It felt very much like this was the final chapter for the WWE. You know, just kind of looking at it, hearing the reaction. So, yeah, I don't think wrestling's out of the question for him. You know, he agreed to do the meet and greet before All In. I think that we're going to see him. You know, the interesting thing is all of these things are sold out, right?
Yep.
Like, as of right now, there's no way that All In can be streamed, right, through television contracts with majority of the Ring of Honor people.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is that right now people like the Young Bucks can't appear on a pay-per-view
right.
because they're contractually exclusive to Ring of Honor.
Could they loophole? I mean,
now here's the thing. Ring of Honor can turn around and say, no, guys, you're good. Here's the one-off.
Were they?
But
they could.
Probably should.
They
should. For the goodwill of the roster.
They absolutely should, because if any, like, it would just make more sense for them. But, again, those are the only people that are really kind of holding this thing up. And so, but right now, you can't stream it anywhere. The tickets have been sold. So if CM Punk was going to make a surprise appearance, it's only for the people there.
So there's a couple reasons why. You are right that this is not, shit, we sold like 7,500 tickets and we really
right.
thought we could sell all 10,000. And what are we going to do? Bring in Punk. You're right, because it's not for the ticket push.
No.
And it's very interesting that, at least as we sit today, it can't be streamed because there's all these different variables, right?
I think that's going to change.
So do I. I think there's too much money here. And even if I'm Cody and I go, what if I give Ring of Honor 5%? You know what
right.
I mean? It's just free money for them.
Right.
And in the loophole that again, without knowing their contracts and all that stuff, what I would try to loophole it is like, I'm not allowed to go and work for another promotion. What if I told you that there is no promotion?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What if I told you that All In is the name of a promotion? It's the name of a show that doesn't have the backing of a promotion.
Right.
So I didn't go to CZW and drop.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. That part of it's interesting.
It's just everything about it's so weird, because in theory, Cody's going to defend the ring. Like,
I think he's going to win.
I think he's going to win, too. Yeah. Well, because you don't do the thing with Magnus where it's like, I will only defend my championship if you win this and defend yours. Yeah.
Only the WWE has people come and say, we might do this big thing if this thing happens.
And then they don't do the thing.
And then they don't do the thing. Whether it be The Undertaker and Shane McMahon and Vince McMahon, the lockbox. Yeah. Whether it be Undertaker at Survivor Series being like,
if you lose,
I'm going to come and I'm gonna haunt the shit out of this place.
Right.
And everybody's like, ooh. Oh, and then SmackDown wins, and he's like, good. That segment was to show you that The Undertaker is an excellent motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
You can book him for corporate events?
Nothing else. That segment accomplished nothing else. But he goes, if this thing happens, this cooler thing happens. And then thing one didn't.
Yeah.
And so, the end.
Yeah, I have a box, and inside this box is all of Vince McMahon's secrets.
Right, and so I'm going to let you get a month to think about what's in here, and then never fucking tell you.
Yeah.
That's the WWE does that, no one else. So yeah, there, for those who haven't heard the gimmick.
The only saving grace is that for some odd reason, Triple H stole it and swapped boxes, and we'll get to this story 5 years from now.
Right, yeah. It's going to be the death of the Macho Man's anniversary. He's like, I got the pictures. Stephanie's all, turns all red.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Eskimo Brothers with the Savage.
Yeah, right. I'm with the all-timer, am I right?
Yeah, he's like happy about it. anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about All In and why it can't be streamed. And so
the reason for this would be, to me, as big as this is, and maybe not, is like, look, let's just say CM Punk is like, hey, guys, I just got done with UFC. I'm super beat up and hurt. I'm not going to work an actual match on September 1st, 2018. Yeah. I don't think any realistic fan is expecting an actual match on September 1st, 2018. But what if we were to set up a program where All In 2 is next year and I will be there and you get 1 year worth of hype to maybe go try to find a building with 16,000 more seats?
You know, like Madison Square Garden.
Right.
No
who's
way.
Pissed off at
no
WWE.
Way.
I agree with Bill that Madison Square Garden seems like a long shot because of politics and how
you
expensive.
You could do the Staples Center.
And how expensive it is. But that's what I think
well,
the
here's
best
the
case
thing.
Scenario
I
for
was
them
with
Punk
you.
Is.
I was with you, Bill, about the Staples Center. And that might change later, but I'm with you about the Staples Center as of right now. And the reason I am is because, WWE, they're pissed at WWE. So they're mad that WWE is going to the Barclays more often and they're not letting other promotions come in to rent Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. And WrestleMania is going to be in New York and you're going to all of these venues and Madison Square Garden isn't one of them. So yeah, maybe they lower the price to rent All In next year because they see how successful this one is. And it's like, yeah, we're going to stick it to Vince.
Not under James Dolan's watch, they won't.
I think your best case scenario, and again, I think it's highly unlikely. I'm just trying to play out how this could go down. I think your best case scenario, if you're Cody Rhodes, which again, I just don't think that Madison Square Garden is a realistic dream for them, unless CM Punk says, I'll be there, and there go with the average ticket price is $125.
Yeah.
Which people would pay to see this guy.
It would be a terrible look, though.
What?
But to like double the ticket prices from this year?
Yeah, it's just like, what we got to
part of the reason why
do.
They were so braggadocious about it was the affordable tickets. 75% of the tickets were $50 or less.
Oh, no, you are 110% right. But what I would argue is this. First of all, the biggest star on this show is Kenny Omega, and CM Punk is twice the star that Kenny Omega
sure,
is.
Yeah.
And the second thing is I've got to introduce you to this thing, make it accessible, make it obtainable.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the earlier editions of like the Vans Warped Tour were super cheap tickets, and then the bigger the bands got and the more that we did it, the more expensive the ticket got over time kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so the introductory one, the we literally don't know if this is going to work one,
yeah,
is please just sell the tickets because we need at least the victory of saying we sold the tickets. If I've got CM Punk's return to wrestling match 5 years later, I can charge whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, that's also true. Is you can charge whatever you want for that because
if Chris Jericho takes
you're absolutely right.
If Chris Jericho takes on CM Punk and his return to wrestling after 5 years, I can charge whatever I want.
Yeah,
but that's the best because you're right. What's the value of him being being at All In other than a cool moment? It's to get attention and
the
to
loophole,
hype the next one.
The only loophole that I can think of, and this is how they end up getting over it with like a PWG, right? Because the Young Bucks are on every PWG show, mm-hmm. and they sell DVDs. So that's how they get over it, is that they can appear on DVDs. So it's like, is that the plan? Is the plan to have CM Punk show up as a surprise? Everybody that couldn't be there have an aneurysm, yep, and then buy the DVD?
Maybe. Or the digital download, if that's the same, if that's right, the legal equivalent, which I don't know. But if that's the case, then yeah, let's do that. Because you're right, him being there is got to have a reason. Because CM Punk's going to cost them real money.
Right.
It's going to cost them real money to bring that guy in, even if he doesn't have to pay for travel because they're in Chicago. They're going to have to pay him real good money.
Right.
It's going to cost him $5,000 to $10,000 at least.
The other thing, though, is that he is good friends with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, maybe he does it because he wants to.
So, I mean, if Matt and Nick go, hey, we're just, this whole thing is a middle finger to Vince, so you in?
Yeah.
And it's more like, yeah, guys, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because it's the biggest middle finger to Vince that could ever be middle fingered.
Which is extraordinarily possible.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily possible. What I do think, though, focusing more on his WWE career, because I know that's what interests people specifically, I do think, sorry to people out there that it bums, I do think that is over.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have now got to the point where you got to think about all the minutia now that comes with the last 4 years, including the fact that, you know, like, so he goes back there and he has just talked a bunch of crap about Vince McMahon. Now, to Vince McMahon's credit, as a very prideful, ego-driven human being,
yeah,
Vince McMahon does seem to be able to be like, he was mad. He said something, he was mad. Money,
yeah,
money. Well, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know right. what I mean? You mentioned the Ultimate Warrior. The difference between CM Punk and the Ultimate Warrior is the Ultimate Warrior needed the money. The Ultimate Warrior was broke. We've heard from really good sources that the Ultimate Warrior needed the money to come back to the WWF, WWE. He needed to be the video game guy. He needed that money. And so he was able to swallow his pride and maybe, quite frankly, maybe do something that a wealthy man wouldn't have done. If Jim Hellwig had been worth $10 million bucks or kept $10 million in the bank, maybe he
doesn't. Well, because Macho never needed the money.
Right. Macho didn't need the money, and he went, no, screw you. No, I don't like you. Now, he died 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe things have over 10 years would have changed. Who knows? Maybe he would have got broke too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the difference between guys in the 80s who burned their money, didn't make gigantic money comparatively, and probably burned through it quick, they needed to come back because it's the same reason that Mick Foley's doing book signings and stuff, because quite frankly, it sounds like Mick Foley needs the money. It sounds like all these guys that do the circuit, you know, need the money. And CM Punk, and again, I'm not his accountant, but I don't get the impression that CM Punk, quote, needs the money.
Yeah. Yeah. And who knows? Because I get a weird feeling when he is going to do this signing at All In at Pro 1 Hour Pro Wrestling Tees, you know, that feels like he might be not as well off as we think he is.
Maybe. If he, the difference, though, is you don't have to travel. There's this big event down the street. Do you want to set up a tent and make $20,000 today? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
You know, it's just about how much money do you have before you turn down 20 grand?
Yeah, right.
Probably more than Punk has. But I see it as like, so now you come back and, okay, so what are we going to do? Are we going to get you a different doctor? Is the guy that's in charge of our medical staff now not your doctor? What if there's an emergency? Do we go get a different guy? Because if I'm Dr. Chris Amon,
I don't want anything to do with him either.
I'm doing everything in my legal power to say I can't treat this patient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, like, look, if he were to fall and crack his head wide open and be an emergency.
And then it becomes a Hippocratic oath or whatever.
Right. Life or death kind of thing. Yeah. Then I'm sure he. But if I'm this doctor, I'm
like, I can't. I can't do it.
And if I'm CM Punk, don't I not want anything to do with this doctor?
Yep.
And so there just seems to be there's so many little details that come with.
It's interesting.
You know what I mean? That now I feel like he almost can't come back.
Yeah.
I feel like for all the reasons in the world, he didn't come back because of the Colt Cabana podcast.
Yeah.
Because he said things that he couldn't take out, and they're too out there, and then the whole thing with the doctor happened, and I just think I don't think he regrets it, because I think he's the kind of guy that doesn't regret many of his decisions in life.
Yeah.
But I think he looks at it and says, that locked the door.
Yeah.
You told all the out-of-school tales. You told them all. And, again, what am I going to get you? Your own doctor? I'm not doing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just think
that's the big one is how do we work together? How do we work together if someone on my staff isn't cool with you?
And he's a doctor.
And he's an important part of it.
Right. It's not like I can put you on Raw and somebody else on SmackDown. This is our like head medical guy. I don't know. I just think that kind of closed the door.
Listening Live is a good friend of ours. He is the producer of the number one sports show in Boston in the afternoon,
ooh,
Jimmy
baby.
Stewart.
Yay.
He wants to know if you guys think his UFC performance on Saturday would influence him being all in.
I always think so. I do think so. I think that if he wins this fight, he is less likely to be all in. I mean, sorry. If he wins this fight,
he's more
likely to be in. If he loses, he's going to tuck his tail between his legs, but then ultimately return to wrestling.
First of all, giant shout out to Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
Honest to God, love Jimmy Stewart. He was in quite the mood on the radio today. He was really interesting radio.
What was his thoughts on the LeBron James Celtics nonsense?
I get the impression that Jimmy would take LeBron in a heartbeat, but doesn't think it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
But then I do get the impression, if I understood, that Jimmy would take the player.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to the radio. I love Jimmy Stewart. I listen to him every day. And basically he was telling Felger, like, you know, real, what an attitude. Something happened to Jimmy Stewart on the way to work. But basically, like, this guy crushes you in game seven. And so why wouldn't you take the player and win game seven?
So here's a little bit of a scoop. He just texted me too. He said, someone in the wrestling business suggested to him that if Punk has a bad performance Saturday night, he's going to pull out of his signing and use it as an excuse to not be at All In.
So Jimmy, what I've thought from the very beginning is his UFC performance really hinders, really swings the pendulum one way or the other when it comes to All In. Because if he goes out there, right, because here's the reality: if you're CM Punk, you are a pro wrestler, and the pro wrestling community, the fans, the average one loves you, and people will forget. And CM Punk's also good about, like, rolling with the punches, no pun intended, right? Let's say he goes out there.
Except for that one against Mickey Gall.
Yeah, not that Mickey Gall punch. He didn't roll well with that one. But let's just say that he goes out there, and he fights competitively but loses.
Yeah.
Looks a lot better because Mickey Gall kicked his ass. CM Punk walked up to him like, all right, collar elbow tie up time. And Mickey Gall's like, this is what are you doing? And he just scooped him and started to punch him in the mouth. I can't imagine Punk being, quite frankly, being that bad at it again. Because you've got to watch that tape, and if I'm the trainer, I'm like, well, the bell rang and then you fucked up. You know what I mean? Because you had a bad strategy right away. Yeah. You were immediately terrible. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I got to think that there's so much to work on that at the very least, he's not going to walk up to him. Like, I swear to God, I think Punk thought they were going to do a collar elbow tie-up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he can't be that bad. But the point is, like, let's say he goes out there, because this is an interesting question.
Yeah.
If he's competitive but loses... If he was all in, like, let's just say he has made up his mind today. Today is June 6th, 2018. Let's say that today he has made up his mind that he's going to be part of this event, okay? If he is out there and looks good but loses by decision, or looks good but I guess doesn't get knocked out.
He's got to look good.
Right. Then I think he would say, you know what? I can laugh at myself. I'm going to show up anyway. I've already committed to this thing. I'm still going to go. If he is on the fence and hasn't given Nick, Matt, and Cody a definitive answer, and he goes out there and gets embarrassed again, I think that it doesn't make it impossible, because there's two sides of this coin. On the one hand, he might say, the last two times people have seen me in public, I've gotten embarrassed. I don't want to show up with a big puffy face. And, you know, he's got 2 months to heal.
Yeah.
But I don't want to show up with a puffy face. I don't want to show up with basically my tail between my legs and being like, can I wrestle again? Because I'm not good at anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I can see why he would be like, you know what, never mind. But the other side of the coin, if he goes out there and has reality knocked into him again, that you are not an ultimate fighter, you are not a comic book illustrator, you are a pro wrestler. If that is finally beaten back into his skull this weekend, then maybe he does come back. And at the very, and I guess what he does is he just doesn't mention UFC at all. You know what I mean? Because the CM Punk that I watched on screen, as somebody who's never met this human being and doesn't like it when people pretend to be friends with people they're not, I have never met this human being before. I get the impression that he has it within him, though, to show up and go, ah, oh, shucks, did you know you get the license plate number of that truck on Saturday? And laugh at himself and move on, because it's not like he went to Japan, looked terrible, embarrassed himself, and now is like, oh, Jesus, I hope Americans didn't watch that or something.
Right, yeah.
It's still a completely different world.
Right.
But to answer Jimmy's question in the positive, if he wins this weekend, which I don't think he's going to, but if he wins this weekend, maybe he goes, all right,
Checklist done. Won a UFC fight. That's all I actually wanted. There is no third fight. Thank you. Walking away like Elway. Yeah, you know what I mean? Holy crap.
Yeah, we're done.
Holy crap. Yeah. I won and walks away. Then, yeah, I think that my opinion is based on what he has committed to before this fight.
Yeah, he's only committed to the signing. So I think that that's by design, because I do think that the fight hinges on what he's doing. I do think that if he wins this fight, yeah, I'm going to puff my chest out and thump my chest and be awesome, because then I can do both and I can be exciting and yep. It can be fun, because I don't have the most recent fight was a win, or at least a good showing and a decision. Because as long as he doesn't get knocked out or tap out in the first 5 to 15 seconds,
yep.
It's better than what happened last time, and you can roll with that positive. I think if he is as bad as he was last time, yeah, he's not going to be a part of All In, because there's a chance that people are going to, you know, rag on him for it. I don't think necessarily the All In crowd is the crowd.
Me neither.
But
I think that guy could debut at a Walmart in Sheboygan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the crowd would go crazy for him.
Right. So, you know, I think it's more of a personal pride thing than anything else.
It is definitely an interesting dynamic, though, because I could see both sides of it. I could see winning definitely pushing him more towards being willing to make public appearances and acknowledge his very existence publicly, because, like, hey, I did something good most recently. But then if he gets just embarrassed and it's like, dude, you're not a pro, you're not an Ultimate Fighter. You know what I mean? You, CM Punk, you're not a cage fighter.
Yeah.
Then maybe it makes him more inclined to come back into the world of pro wrestling and wrap things up there. So I could see, like I said, I could see it. I could see that there'd be a side of him that goes, oh, I'm too embarrassed. And then there'd be a side of him that goes, holy shit, well, I'm definitely not going to have my last legacy in the world be as a loser.
Yeah, right.
So I got to go back to wrestling. So the last time you saw me on TV, I did something cool.
Yeah.
Is Riddle on this show?
No.
No.
Okay. Riddle's not All In?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. Because that's your easy bridge, is that CM Punk, if he were to lose, say he loses his fight this weekend.
He wrestles Matt Riddle.
Or doesn't even have to wrestle him. He goes out there and he goes like, ah, shucks, you know, or just doesn't talk about UFC at all. And then out comes Matt Riddle to give CM Punk a bunch of crap for it. You know what I mean? You thought you were
fighter,
bro.
And then he gets to go to sleep.
And then he goes to sleep, puts him in a, you know, what is he? The Gamora, what the hell
Anaconda
is
the Anaconda Vice?
Anaconda Vice, which was his. They're all the same thing with a different weird name. And he puts that guy in and taps Riddle out, and Riddle runs to the back, and then Punk's like, doodle 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 doodle, you know what I mean? The whole theme song plays, and everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
Because Chicago. There are three things that happen. Punk wins, Punk looks competitive and loses, Punk gets embarrassed. Those are the only three outcomes, right? Yeah. I can work with all three of them.
Right.
But I think
it's pride. Again, it comes down to pride.
And the same thing. So we're about to take a break, I promise. But that's the weird thing about pride, though. If he gets knocked out, wouldn't his sense of pride, which way is it? Does his sense of pride keep him at home because I don't want to show my face again?
Or do I want to be a hero no matter what I do?
Right, and goddamn it, if it has to be a scripted hero, so be it, because I can't have my last legacy not be something cooler than getting punched in the mouth.
It's also where, if this was in San Diego, then it would be no shot. But the fact that it's in Chicago, just do it.
Right. And you're
just do it, man.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be anything more than some sort of speech that we tailor around. We don't even have to talk about UFC.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The reality is that not a lot of people in that actual building are going to care.
Right.
They just want the guy to come back.
Yeah.
But UFC, if he wins, if he was on the fence about being All In,
yep.
And he wins, he is now, to me, 110% going to be there. If he loses, I think it lessens his odds of being there, but doesn't make them go to zero.
Okay.
That's how I take it.
Is Jimmy Stewart All In? Is he going?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. That's too bad. Well, James, if you are, we'll buy you a beer.
Text me, let me know.
Yeah. And thanks for listening, man. We really do appreciate it. When we come back, something else is going down this weekend, not just CM Punk's fight, but an awesome pay-per-view from across the coast.
Oh.
We will talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dominion. Chris Jericho will be there, be a part of it. We'll tell you why we're excited, where you can find it, and of course, if you're a New Age Insiders Patreon, we will be watching it together like we do all of these big events. And speaking of the New Age Insiders, they'll be right back. Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie J. Mikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
You know the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show is the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
But what if we told you that there's also a show for fans of all kinds to do the same?
That show is Late Night Liam, show hosted by myself, Liam Stryker.
And me, Bill Neville. Join us immediately following NAI Pod every Wednesday as we dive into pop culture, sports, current events, and more.
Can't listen live? No worries. Late Night Liam can be downloaded on demand exclusively on the NAI Network channel. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and all podcast platforms.
Once again, join Late Night Liam live every Wednesday following NAI Pod.
When you and fans of all kinds can connect, discuss, and be heard.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email. NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com. That's NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Molotov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
The one-winged angel, the cleaner, Kenny Omega.
It definitely feels like the last level to a game.
Yeah.
You're definitely about to fight the boss.
Yes. Look, I can't tell you how excited I am for this show.
Well, it's going to be great.
Chip's
going to come over. We're going to make him.
Yeah, we're going to make him. It's going to be great. I have an article that it will be released tomorrow, so head on over to newageinsiders.com that give a little bit more of my in-depth thoughts on Dominion and why you should be excited and just spotlight a couple of matches that you should be excited about. But this is the perfect example.
Let's get back to more of the...
Let's get back to it.
No, it's okay. I like them.
So, Kazuchika Okada stood in the middle of a ring in California during the G1 special, and he said that he is going to be the person that leads this company onto the global stage. And they've done a great job in putting on shows that are worth international audiences paying attention to. It really kind of kicks off with Wrestle Kingdom this year by bringing in Chris Jericho. And it continues by having Rey Mysterio on this show.
Yep.
And Chris Jericho potentially winning another Intercontinental Championship. Not the WWE one, but the IWGP one.
He won't, but if his 10th Intercontinental title was the New Japan one, that'd be a very cool story.
Right. Why not?
It'd be a very cool story. I don't think he's going to beat Naito.
No.
But at the same time, you do have to start winning some of these matches, or right. Every time you come back, it's not going to feel like that big of a threat.
Right, exactly.
Got to win eventually.
You know, there's that. There is the heavyweight IWGP tag team title match.
Yep.
The Young Bucks have dominated. They are the most ever junior heavyweight tag team champions of all time. They have 7. And this is their first time going after the heavyweights. And New Japan is very high on the Young Bucks. Are they about to be the heavyweight tag team champions of New Japan?
I don't know.
You know? And so they're going against Sonata and Evil.
And Dr. Wagner.
L.I.J. And they're fantastic. The match that Rey Mysterio is in has enough oomph in it to be a ton of fun, because Rey Mysterio's tagging with Tanahashi and Thunder Liger.
Yep.
And then he's facing Cody and Marty Squirrel and Hangman Page.
And Dr. Wagner.
And Dr. Wagner.
You're going to get hit to get beat to death with homemade soap.
Yes. We have the culmination of the Best of the Super Juniors on this show, where the Best of the Super Juniors tournament winner, Hiromu Takahashi, he beat...
Which is Japanese for Flip Gordon.
He faces Will Ospreay.
Awesome.
And anytime Will Ospreay gets on a show, it's magic. That kid is lights out. He's phenomenal.
Magic Ospreay.
Yeah, Magic Ospreay.
So here's my honest take on this show as somebody that I think I'm about to speak for a lot of people listening out there. I don't know what's happening other than Naito versus Chris Jericho and other than Kenny Omega versus Okada in the no time limit 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yes.
I don't know anything else that's actually going down. I just know those are going down. And what I also know is that I'm in for a great show regardless. Because of Rey Mysterio, because of obviously all the other things, but I don't know a ton about what's going down as far as like the storytelling and the kayfabe of these matches.
Right.
I know the card. What I'm talking about is I don't understand. Like, I don't know a lot of the build of the pay-per-view, and I don't care. I don't need it. It's just going to be great.
Well, and that's part of the what they need right now, right? For people that don't pay attention to New Japan all that much, as it becomes easier and easier to access this product, both like literally in the sense of New Japan World is in English, they have English commentary, and more on a metaphorical sense where it's like, this is they're having people you know and people you recognize, because 5 to 8 years ago, the non-Japanese people that were in New Japan were few and far between. You didn't care about them. They weren't anybody. But now they're bringing in these...
Like, the best non-Japanese guy for a long time was fucking Horace Hogan.
Right.
Get out of here.
Right.
And Scott Norton.
Right.
What?
Yeah, right. You know, so having people like the Young Bucks that everybody knows about, the Bullet Club with Marty Squirrel and Cody, you know, having Will Ospreay put on GIF-like matches.
I really do like Ospreay.
You know what I mean? I do. And then bringing in Rey Mysterio, who, yeah, he's been injury-prone for the past 10 years, but whenever he shows up, people care.
Yeah.
And then
one particular match can be good.
Right. And then Chris Jericho, anything Chris Jericho does, people care.
I want to kind of talk about Chris Jericho, because, first of all, I think his match with Naito is going to be great, and I think he has a much better chance of winning this match. Ironically enough, I do think he has a much better chance of winning this match for a championship than he did about beating Kenny Omega for the first one, for the U.S. title.
Right.
And just because I didn't think he was going to come back. I thought it was a one-off, an amazing one-off. Whoa, right. Can't believe he got away with it. Now it's like, no, this is what Chris Jericho's reality is, whatever the hell he wants. Chris Jericho found the reality stone.
He did.
And he's in charge of it, right?
God
help us all when he completes the gauntlet.
Yes.
But Chris Jericho has the reality stone, and now reality is Chris Jericho comes and goes as he pleases.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, but here we are. So I think he's a better shot of being Naito than he did Kenny Omega. I don't think he's going to win either match. But he does, like I said, need to win eventually if we're going to start taking these threats of his you know, involvement seriously.
Right.
And it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if Chris Jericho was the Intercontinental Champion for New Japan. You know what I mean? Again, I don't expect it, because it comes with a certain commitment that I'm not sure they're willing to make to each other.
Yeah.
But it would be a lot of fun, and it will make the match more interesting that I don't think the outcome is a slam dunk.
Yeah. The only thing, the thing with the IWGP Intercontinental title is, you do still have the U.S. title.
Right.
And so you can kind of interchange that a little bit if the next time we see Chris Jericho, because they don't also have weekly programming.
Yeah, right. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
As if they brought in and gave Okada the WWE U.S. title.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, you're going to be here every week?
Right.
People don't like it when you're not.
Yeah, I know, huh? But I think that having that and giving Jay White the spotlight a little bit.
Yeah.
While Chris Jericho is just gallivanting around the world with the IWGP Intercontinental title, I think is very interesting. I think it's a great story, you know, so I'm not opposed to it. I think that Kenny Omega wins tonight, wins on Saturday.
Beats Okada.
And I think he beats Okada.
It feels like a culmination kind of thing.
Right.
Two out of three falls, no time limit. Basically what they're saying is we have got to have a winner here.
Right. We got to have a winner. Well, because that's the that is the storyline for this.
Right.
Okada gets out there and he goes, I am the longest reigning IWGP heavyweight champion of all time.
Yep.
And I have beaten everybody except for Kenny Omega. And he's talking about at Dominion last year, they wrestled to a time limit draw.
Yep.
So he was like, I haven't been able to, I still have that. I have to get over that.
Yep.
So let's do this. And that's where they decide that they're going to do the two out of three falls, no time limit, and we're going to do this. So yeah, there's never a final last time,
yep.
But this does feel like this is the last time that these two are going to wrestle. And I think that, yeah, I think this should be the one that Kenny Omega gets.
I think it's the way for New Japan to put their, not that they haven't, but it's a way in this new, in 2018, I talked about this on Molotov in the Morning, I talked about this on this show all the time, I've talked about this a bunch.
Right.
There are four people that usually get thrown around in the conversation, and really three that specifically get thrown around in the conversation as the best active performers right now. Kota Ibushi, Okada, and Kenny Omega.
Yeah,
and in this wave that we're in right now of everybody calling Kenny Omega such a big deal, such a hot
right.
shit, you know, on Monday night I posted on Twitter, I went, is anybody in the world actually better than Seth Rollins right now? And I had a bunch of people that said, no, he's the best, you're right. And then I had a bunch of people that have been like, no, there's people that are better. And out of the camp that said, no, there are people that are better, Omega was the most consistent response.
Right.
So with a lot of people out there being able to say that Kenny Omega is the best wrestler in the world right now, at least it's a conversation you can have.
Right.
Maybe it's for the best that that they stamp him. They've
yeah.
stamped Okada. Because here, yeah. quite frankly, just well, the welcome to Earth, Okada is Japanese, so he will be associated with New Japan a lot easier than
right.
Kenny Omega, the Canadian guy.
Yeah, right.
So make him yours.
Well, and it's also, you know, yeah, let's flip the story, right? Because Okada, we've done it. Right? Like, this is kind of what you end up having with championship reigns.
Yep.
It's, what do we do? What's next? What's left to do? And for Okada to be the longest reigning champion and just beat everybody, what's left for him to do as champion in this current run?
Yep.
So, yeah, let's give it to Omega. Let's see what it looks like on Omega. And if you have to, have him win, have Okada win the G1 Climax, and then challenge Omega at Wrestle Kingdom to win his title back.
And what New Japan's done a great job is building up Omega to make it to Okada to make it feel like the title change is a big, big deal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that long ago that Tanahashi lost the IWGP Heavyweight
right.
Championship, and because A, it's him, and B, the way that they treated his championship reign, it felt like a big deal when the belt changed hands.
Yeah.
Really quick, I want to talk about this. It might sound like a dumb question, and maybe it is, but I had to start at the top to figure out where exactly he falls, just like the NAI power rankings. So you can vote today on newageinsiders.com.
Did that.
I'm going to ask you a question, but there's a follow-up. Is Chris Jericho the biggest draw in the world? And so I'll start at the very tippity top of names and ask you this. Would John Cena sell more tickets and pay-per-views if he went to New Japan and did something like this? Probably, right?
Yeah.
So John Cena might be the biggest draw in the world. Okay,
yeah.
Let's give it to John Cena,
yeah.
right? At least on the first
one. Because the answers are if let's just say Chris Jericho's out and somebody's going to wrestle Naito for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, the only people that I think would set the world on fire would be John Cena, I think.
A returning AJ Styles.
I think The Undertaker. If The Undertaker was to show up in New Japan,
yep.
You know what I mean?
I think Chris Jericho would sell more seats and pay-per-views than Randy Orton.
Yes, I would agree.
You know
I would
mean?
Agree to that.
And I'm to believe WWE would tell me that Randy Orton's the bigger star.
Yeah, no.
And no, he's not.
No, he's not.
All that Jericho keeps doing now is proving what actual star power in modern pro wrestling is and the fact that he has
yeah.
so much of it.
Because the only people that are on the same level, because I do think that Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, and I think Prince Devitt coming back might outdo them all, but that's just because he went to WWE, became a huge deal in WWE, so if he all of a sudden showed up and Prince Devitt showed up out of nowhere to be like, I'm back, bitch, and Everything Bullet Club's fine again. You know, I think everybody would lose their mind.
Yep.
And so maybe
let's talk about people that have never been there.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Because Fergal Devitt is a return. AJ yeah. Styles in some ways is a return.
Yep.
So let's talk about guys. Even Gallows and Anderson. Even Machine that's Gun what, Carl Anderson would be a big deal.
Yeah.
But let's talk about guys that aren't associated with the company.
Yeah.
Because that's what Chris Jericho is. Chris Jericho is a guy that's like, yeah. Hey, I came from outer space in my late 40s, and I'm gonna do this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
John Cena, I'll give him credit because John Cena is a force.
Yeah.
John and Cena. I mean,
like, I don't know if anybody else would outdraw him other than John Cena.
The Rock.
Okay.
The Rock. If The Rock decided I'm going to wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom yep. because I have a Godzilla movie coming out or something.
Ooh. Now I want that.
Yeah. But no, if that would, like, he, that's.
I'm just trying to calculate active performers in the world today, which right. The Rock is not.
No.
Active performers in the world today, is anybody else a bigger draw than Chris Jericho? And if the answer is only
John Cena,
Hulk Hogan, then okay.
Yeah.
Because John right. Cena's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
It know? Is. It is. Because John Cena is the biggest star, biggest wrestling star in the world.
And if nothing else, brings the most eyes. People that would follow him.
Yes. Yeah, because there are a lot of there'd be
50,000 8-year-olds watching this at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. There are going to be so many people from Latin America that are going to watch this this Japanese wrestling show that would not have if Rey Mysterio wasn't on it.
Yeah, I agree with
like that. Rey Mysterio is such a big deal in the Latin market
yep.
that he is going to bring those eyes, and it's the same with John Cena.
Who's bringing more eyes, Rey Mysterio or Chris Jericho?
You know what? I think it's tough because I would say Rey Mysterio because people had the hype of the first Chris Jericho. If they were both coming in fresh, I think Chris Jericho would bring in more because the Venn diagram is so big. Because if you know who Chris Jericho is, you know who Rey Mysterio is.
Yep.
So, yeah, you might ultimately be more excited about Chris Jericho because you saw him in WWE more recently.
20 years ago.
No, but you saw him more recently.
Yeah,
when,
right. Yeah,
when he wrestled at last WrestleMania.
Yeah, Chris Jericho's a huge name.
So whereas Rey Mysterio hasn't been in WWE, and forgive me for the Royal Rumble appearances he has every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, so I do think that Chris Jericho ultimately is the bigger draw and gets more eyes, but I do think that more fresh eyes will be because of Rey Mysterio that Chris Jericho already brought.
What do we do with Chris Jericho next in New Japan Pro Wrestling? So let's say what's the outcome of the Naito match, and then what's the next thing that he can do?
The big thing is that he's got to win, right? Because he lost to Kenny Omega. He's been immediately inserted into two championship matches.
Yep.
So Chris Jericho can't keep getting basically jumping in line for championships and keep losing. So he has to win one, and this is probably the one he wins, right? He's the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. I think we talked about that on last week's show.
I believe him to be. I believe him to be.
I wholeheartedly agree with you that he is. He has the most. He has the best. He's been the person that you associate with that championship the most. So, yeah, that guy is the Intercontinental Champion, and, yeah, there's a cool story to be like, yeah, no, I'm always the Intercontinental Champion. That's who I am. I am literally the Intercontinental Championship.
Right, exactly.
And so giving him that title, letting him carry it, I think allows him to put somebody over. Because that's ultimately what Chris Jericho's here for, right? He went to see if Kenny Omega was good. And he was like, look, we're going to do this, and I'm going to put a ton of eyes on you. Because you can be the best AAA baseball player. But until you wrestle or until you get up to the majors, we don't know how good you really are.
Yeah.
And having Chris Jericho wrestle Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom was the real litmus test for a lot of casual or American wrestling fans, where it's like, I don't know if this Kenny Omega guy is any good because he's in Japan.
Well, I keep hearing about him, but what does he actually look like?
Right. He's in Japan. Japan's stupid. Don't know. Don't care.
Right.
Because that's what a lot of WWE fans
yep.
act like.
Yep.
And so now Chris Jericho thought it was worth his time to go to Japan to wrestle this guy that you hear is the best. And then they put on an amazing match where Kenny Omega proved that he is the best. You know, and again, it takes two to tango, and it just solidifies yeah. just how good Chris Jericho is. But this is the same thing with Naito. He's going to wrestle Naito, and he's going to show a lot of people that have no idea who Tetsuya Naito is how good Tetsuya Naito is. And a lot of people are going to look at it and go, wow, that looks exactly like Andre Cien Almas, because they're playing the same character.
The last great thing for Chris Jericho to do in pro wrestling, and definitely in New Japan pro wrestling, is to join the Bullet Club, turn out to be a spy, and the reason that Cody Rhodes goes back to WWE, because it was all an evil master plan, because the NWO should have wound up being spies from the World Wrestling Federation, right. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have Chris Jericho join the Bullet Club, shock everybody, sell the t-shirts, holy crap, and then Chris Jericho will be in there for less than 6 months, screw them over, have it be some sort of huge masterwork, and he just really came, the implication being, came, was a spy, came to get Cody and bring him back, and now I did, and you're screwed because your leader's gone.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing we do with Chris Jericho, is have him join the Bullet Club, but have it be all intended to trick you and fool you and get you and break your heart, and have him basically bring Cody Rhodes back. It was me all along. Where can people, how do people watch Dominion? What time? How can they watch
it? Look, here's the thing. Don't look for a stream. It's easy. Just pay the $10. Get New Japan World. It is.
You also don't want to watch a 3.5 hour show on Periscope.
Yeah, you.
You don't actually want to do that.
Yeah, just watch it. It's the app is easy. It's super simple to watch. Just get it. $10. 3 a.m. is the live stream on the East Coast. So it's at like 4 o'clock. Local time, like 4 p.m. Friday local time or something like that. And so just watch it whenever you want, but obviously 3 a.m. is when it's live.
If
and
you wanted to
spoilers.
Watch it live, how would you do that?
Go through New Japan. You do New Japan World. That's how you do it. It's live. There's English commentary. It's right there on the app. It's super simple to find, and just do it that way.
And if you have a Fire Stick, too, I believe they actually have a physical
yes.
app
or
on the
Chromecast.
Fire Stick.
Chromecast, yeah, yeah. They also have a physical app that you can just watch through your TV.
And awesome. It's what, NJPW1972.com? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah, or just newjapanworld.com.
Okay,
that could be easier to remember. But and just like every Raw, just like every SmackDown, just like every pay-per-view, just like every TakeOver, just like every big event, we'll be watching it live, and we'll be watching it live with every single one of you. We'll be on Twitter and all that stuff. And, of course, we'll be watching it with the Patreons, which is the best party in town. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. You can sign up right on NewAgeInsiders.com. The latest edition of Be Heard is up. People have already listened and laughed. Justin said that he laughed so hard at Be Heard that he almost drove off the road, which made me feel good and bad all at the same time.
Yeah, because we don't want him dying, but we do like the laughter.
Exactly. So make sure that you become a Patreon today. We will be watching New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dominion with you. Huge shout-out to Flip Gordon for competing and doing so well in the Super Junior, speaking of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Really opened a lot of eyes. You saw a lot of the people in that, like Will Ospreay, go online to put him over in a big, big way and basically tell the world this kid's coming, which is exactly what's going on. And also a big shout-out to the 2018 Chaotic Countdown winner, Christian Casanova. We've been telling you guys to keep your eyes out on this guy. He only takes bigger steps. If you get a chance to see him on the East Coast Live, go do it, because it's really an opportunity to see somebody who's going to be a big, big deal. So shout out to those two awesome young stars doing awesome, great things. What's the next time we'll hear from you? Bill's going on a jet plane.
Yeah, Bill's going on a jet plane, so that's going to be it for us this evening, because he's got to get up in like 2 hours to go to a plane.
All right.
No late night Liam tonight, but you will hear from us. You know, maybe we'll do like a fun Periscope thing prior to Dominion if we get up in time.
Awesome.
So we'll see. One quick shout out. Do want to shout out to the guys at The Rant with Ant. They have an anniversary show. Congratulations for doing
yes.
that.
Yep, 3 years. It's a legitimate accomplishment.
Yeah, so good job,
congrats,
guys.
Fellas.
Something to be proud of. And so you can find everything we've got going on NewAgeInsiders.com, including DC and Doc Talk. We've got Chip and Damien. We have the McCool show, I promise, is coming. We actually are working it out. It's going to be a summer release, as we've talked about. Shout out to Super Kicking It with Kelsey for creating such great content out there, too. And to everyone that makes this go round, because honest to God, we appreciate you guys huge. If you want us to take an extra step and get a ton more content, we're pumping out stuff all the time. Be a Patreon goes a long way. Shout out to every single one of you that made Be Heard happen, the 5 monthly shows, all the fun stuff, the neighborhood watches, everything that we got going on, man. We're doing it for you, we promise. And the more that you dive in, the more likely it becomes to take off and really succeed. My name is Jason Maltov.
I am Liam Streger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. We are at New Age Insiders on those platforms. Check out the website. Everything you need is right there. Huge shout out to our affiliates, our colleagues, our friends, and to James Stewart and to all of you for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.